السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم الهمنا مراشد امورنا وعزنا من شرور انفسنا. اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. افمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا فإن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, may Allah Ta'ala grant me sincerity, grant the listeners sincerity. We not after name and fame. We want Allah Ta'ala to accept his little advices, give me tawfiq and the listeners to become better Muslims. For nobody is going to live in this world forever. The date of birth is written, but the date of death is not written. It will come anytime to anybody. And when we go to the graveyard, we see many children passing away, many teenagers passing away. And whatever little life time we have, may Allah guide us to spend it in the obedience of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I recited a verse from Para 22, Surah Fatiha, verse number 8. In this ayat, Allah speaks about those that do sinful, haram, bad actions. What is it? Let me just give the English translation, then I'll do the commentary. The person whose evil deeds have been beatified for him by Shaitan. Sometimes people do something wrong, he thinks he's doing something good, but only Shaitan beautifies it for them. We are Muslims, we recite Alhamdulillah allazi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praises to Allah who has given us the guidance of Islam. But those that have the incorrect belief of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they say Jesus is God, Jesus is Son of God, aliyazu billah. He's a Nabi of Allah, Prophet of Allah. And they go to the church and do all the wrong things. Those who go to the temple worship idols. Some people worship fire. Some people worship the moon. Some people worship cow. Some people think that the urine of the cow is something valuable. Like how we appreciate Zamzam water from Makkah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, whoever drinks Zamzam, whatever intention you make, Allah will fulfill your good intention. Allah must give, Allahumma razuqna ilman nafi'a wa rizqa wasi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa shifa'an min kulli da. We are lucky to Muslims that we attach importance to Zamzam water. And some people show importance to the urine of the cow. Astaghfirullah. So Allah says here, Shaitan is just beautifying for them, causing him to regard them as good. They think that what they are doing is something good. Can he be like the one who does good? The non-Muslims and the Muslim cannot equal. Every teaching of Rasulullah is a mercy for us. Starting off, when we go to the call of nature, we go in privacy, we wash, there must be no impurities left on our body or clothing. Verily, Allah sends astray whoever He wills and guides whoever He wills. So let not your soul live in remorse over them. Indeed, Allah has knowledge of what they do. Our beloved Rasulullah, rahmatul lil alameen, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy unto mankind. He had a desire in his heart that everybody must go to Jannah, paradise. Nobody must go to Jahannam. Another place of the Quran, Allah says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئُ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You are exerting yourself so much, causing yourself pain and grief by them not listening to the verses of the Quran. They're not listening to the teachings from the blessed lips of Rasulullah. Allah says, guidance is from Allah. And when we read Surah Fatiha every day in our salah, we come to the verse, Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us on the right path, on the correct religion, on those actions that is beneficial to us. The next verse, number 9, in Surah Fatir. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُصِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. Allah is the one who sends the winds which carry a cloud. We then waft it to a dead land, and with it we revive the dead earth after its death. Thus shall be the resurrection. Allah gives an example. In the winter seasons, when the grass gets dry, the leaves get dry, we have the summer fruits which gets dry, and then Allah sends beneficial rains. When the rains come, the dry grass becomes green. Those wonderful fruits, mango trees, the plum, peaches, all those fruits we enjoy in the summer months becomes green, ripe, and fruit, and beautiful, delicious food we have after the rains come down. So Allah gives the example of Iman and Kufr. A person who obeys the commands of Allah and follows the beautiful Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's got Iman. Our goal is Jannah, and we fear Jahannam, hellfire. We don't do anything haram. So Allah Ta'ala says, through the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu, and then the Sahaba, and through all the awliya ikram and the pious personalities, we are plus minus 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and our ustads and those that taught us some basic things about Islam. Today we are reading Salah correctly, reciting the Quran. Nabi Sasa mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best among us are those that learn the Quran and teaches it to others also. So our afternoon maktab madrasas, the Hibz al-Quran classes, our ulama kiram are having, the mashayikh are having in different cities and countries of the world. May Allah assist all our ulama kiram, and may Allah protect us from the jealous eye, from the mischief of the mischief makers. And if you have these Hifz classes and the afternoon maktab madrasas, this Quran will be protected. And whoever recites the Quran and try to learn the meaning of it and put it into practice, then we're on the way to Jannat Sirat Mustaqim. And all of us, we are going to sleep in our own grave. Sometimes on a Jummah platform, I'm an ordinary student. I regard every alim better than myself, every Muslim better than myself. What good actions y'all are doing, it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what mistakes and shortcomings in my private life, that is also in the knowledge of Allah. Allah give me tawfiq of rectifying our mistakes. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمُ عَلَمُ بِمِنِ التَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Allah ta'ala knows best who is most pious. So the very next verse in Surah Fatir, verse number 10, Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفع والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa used to give da'wah to the people, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and the non-Muslims at that time, they used abusive language on our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes they used to say, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. A Nabi of Allah came and explained to the people, don't worship idols, don't bury the young daughters alive, don't drink alcohol, don't come with zina, don't do haram. They say he's a little bit couple bob short, al-iyaz billah. Imagine they use that insulting word for beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, the early Muslims. And one of the things that makes the non-Muslim proud and arrogant is wealth and money. Sometimes when a person gets very rich, pride comes into the person. Allah don't like pride. What is the definition of pride? They refuse to accept the truth. And they look down upon others, and I'm better than the next person. If I'm that person, the poor man may got a simple second-hand vehicle. And Allah gave us the latest luxury vehicle. And we stop at a stop street or a robot. For a moment, you must never think that I'm better than that poor person's got an old car because of the car I'm driving. Wealth must not create pride and arrogance. Allah don't like that. A person with iota of pride will not enter Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala says, true respect, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Respect is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْقَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. The good words that come out from the lips of the Muslims, it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said the kalima shahada, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we believe in one Allah and our beloved Rasulullah is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our beloved Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the early Muslim, the Sahaba, and up to today all the awliya ikram and the pious personalities who spread the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah to the people. Allah says these words are loved by Allah. These words are loved by the angels. And Allah give them respect. And وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ وَيَبُورٌ. And the non-Muslims, they plot and plan to cause harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to cause harm to the early Muslim, the Sahaba, and to the awliya ikram, the friends of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will punish them and disgrace them, and the plots and plotting will fail. Another place, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. People plan, and Allah Ta'ala plans, and Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners. So we Muslim, nobody is perfect. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاعُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّاعِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Mankind by nature, they commit mistakes and faults. But the best person is, after committing a mistake, he makes tawbah, istighfar. And for tawbah and istighfar, we must link ourselves to the a'mal that takes place in the masjid. Lead our salatu jama'ah, especially the fajr and isha. It's very difficult on the hypocrites and the munafiqeen to express our sincere love, come for all to salah, to the masjid. And after any faraz salah, if the imam of the masjid or respected ulama kiram, or any pious must have some program, say, I'd rather sit in this program and make a dua in your heart. Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah make us among whom we had love in this world. If we love the pious personality, say, Ya Allah, I cannot make sacrifice like them, but I love them for your sake. Make us amongst them in Jannah. May Allah make us among the pious personalities on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah al-Aziz. The next verse, verse number 11, in Surah Fatih. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمَا تَحْمِلُوا مِنْ أُنْسَى وَلَا تَدَعُوا إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ وَمَا يُعَمَّرُوا مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Allah speaks about the creation of mankind. The first creation, human, was Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Allah created him from sand. And then from Adam and Hawa, the progeny of mankind spread. Let's do the English translation. Allah has created you from sand, the first human, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, from sand. Then after making nikah, the husband and wife meet, and then Allah Ta'ala makes the mother, the wife, pregnant. Then from a seed, that is after the meeting of the husband and wife, and then made you in pairs, husband and wife pairs. He has knowledge of every female that conceives and delivers. Recorded in the book is every aged person who ages and whose age is depleted. This is simple for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned in madrasa taqdeer, faith taqdeer, good and bad is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the husband and wife makes nikah, it is Allah that gives somebody female children, and some people male children, and some people no children, and some people boys and girls. It is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some non-Muslim, they call the Darwin therapy, that our great fathers were monkeys and baboons, aliyazu billah. This verse of the Quran make it very clear that we can never have that belief that our first human was a baboon or a monkey. It's completely haram to have that thought. And whoever believes in that, he goes out of the fold of Islam and become a kafir and a non-Muslim. And verse 11, Allah made it clear, the first human to be created was Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And then through nikah, Allah made the children of Adam grow. And may Allah make us among his pious personalities and make us among his obedient servants. And today, whatever little deen work we do, Allah grant us sincerity and acceptance, whether we are doing charity work amongst the poor, whether we are teaching in the madrasa, whether whatever good we are doing, whether our own personal ibadat we do, we did our faras salah, sunnah, nawafil salah, we recite Quran Sharif, start our day with Surah Yasin. After Maghrib, we recite Surah Waqiyah, Tabarak Allazi Alif Lam Mim Sajda. We are doing it for ourselves. And tomorrow when we go in the grave, Allama Iqbal mentioned a beautiful poem. Hamara aizaz usme hai ke maut ke din rahmat ke farishte jannat ke kafan lekar aave. Ye hai haqiqi aizaz. اور اللہ ہمارے قبر جنت کا باغیچہ بنا دے ہوئے. یہ ہے اصل اعزاز. یہ دنیا کا عزت تو دھوکہ ہے. The respect what people give you today, one is Nabi Sahib said, don't praise people on the face for danger of pride coming into that person. And if somebody praises you, you must throw dust on the face, meaning don't entertain that praise. And sometimes because of note or vote, people will praise you on your face. Either they want some financial assistance or they want vote in an election or something, they'll praise you. But we must say, Ya Allah, I want the true respect at the time of maut. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, when the angel of Rahmah comes and says, go to Jannah, go where my pious servants are. And that will be the real honor. Time is up. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing, and may Allah create love, unity amongst the Muslims, have a time management, sleep early, get up early, don't waste our time watching Hollywood, Bollywood films. The character of people gets spoiled. They want to commit zina after watching Hollywood and Bollywood films, and try to read all our salah on his prescribed time. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.